You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I want to say good morning, but I don't want to.
Then let me do it. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Welcome in to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
No, brought to you by Northtown. It's just a morning. It's rainy.
It's brought cold. To you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Now you may proceed with your misery.
It's rainy. It's cold. My golf plans for the weekend kind of up in the air.
No, they're not. Not yet.
Not yet.
There he is, Captain Optimism. He's back.
Here I come to save the day.
He was holding me by a thread this morning when I'm like, hey, man, golf's not looking great. And he's like, no, wait, no. We might go out here. They're not going to get that much rain. We'll be fine. And I'm like, I needed that today.
Braveheart.
Hold. It was 8 in the morning, and I'm like, why am I even up today? This is ridiculous.
You're telling everyone to hold the line. You're Mel Gibson and the Patriot. You take the flag, you start running the other way. Captain Optimism is back.
Give me a flag with a big O.
Yes.
Those Mel Gibson movies, good cinema, terrible historical accuracy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Come on.
But, man, you got to love Braveheart. Braveheart's a good time. I haven't watched it in a long time. Great time, though.
Yeah, those are both the same actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just forgot about that for some dumb second there.
Yeah.
Mel's got a filmography, man.
Mel's got a filmography, and Josh has Captain Optimism.
We all need it every now and then. I mean, you wake up on a cruddy Wednesday.
He's going to get a $2 cape. It's going to say Optimism on the back of it.
Oh. Are you going to spell it the whole world? It's a little bit of a long word for just a cape. Or are you going to shorten
it? The best part is like, we're going to misspell Optimism.
That's the key.
How do you shorten it and misspell it at the same time?
Optimism.
Optimism.
Ugh.
Yeah. We're going to make it dumb.
All right.
Speaking of making it dumb, NFL rule changes going on today.
What a transition.
We've had already, before noon, we've had a proposal withdrawn. I know Jeremy and Nate were talking about it a lot today. The Lions have withdrawn their playoff proposal, which is a little frustrating. I wanted to talk a little bit more about it. It sounds like it'll be not tabled like the tush push was, but more pushed to the sideline. We might go back to it. We might not. It's just been fully withdrawn. Also, around 8 o'clock this morning, Diana Rossini of The Athletic was, I believe, the first to report that the tush push is likely going to get banned. Derek, I know how thrilled you are to be back into the tush push conversation. It had been so long since the NFL owners' meetings when this was first brought up, but it does appear that, funny enough, the coalition, maybe even led by the Bills, maybe not, but at least we know Sean McDermott's been a main figurehead in this, has gotten enough support, at least it appears, to ban the play. I simply could not care less.
Honestly, ready? And this is what it is for me at this point. I want one team that is voting for this to just say it with their chest.
Mm-hmm.
Be real. Something Bulldog is pointing out, and I've been on this boat too. I've just been a stowaway the whole time. Just say it looks like trash.
Mm-hmm.
Say the play looks boring. Be real about it. If you don't want it, make that the case. Why? I remember I'm screaming out in the newsroom in the NFC Championship getting ready for Bills Chiefs later that night. Oh, did I know my misery was going to end up going tenfold that night?
Yeah, you didn't realize that was foreshadowing.
I'm yelling at the TV of just snap the football because they keep baiting Washington to offsides to where they might get a touchdown on penalty. And I'm like, this is bad for the game.
I wanted that so bad, though. For that reason, it would make everyone look themselves in the face
and go, what are we doing?
What are we doing? I wanted it so badly.
So,
and it didn't happen.
Is, we're getting to the same end result anyway.
Yeah, we are.
I want teams to say it with their chest. If you want the play banned because it just looks goofy and it looks like rugby and not football, just say it. Just say it, please. Otherwise, leave it alone. At this point, I'm calling the Green Bay Packers out. I hope they get penalized more than any team in the National Football League.
Because they won't say it with their chest.
Because they're being soft about it.
Just be like, it looks gross. It makes fourth downs boring. We did lose to it.
Say that it looks like poopy caca. And we lost to it, so we're sour grapes.
I mean,
that's it.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean,
just be real about it.
It is funny, too, because
coming from a team where we see the team benefit from it. We watch the Bills every week, and we see them benefit from this play. They're over here. I wish Sean McDermott would say it with his chest. My opinion on him would grow
A thousandfold. If he just said, yeah, it's a bad play.
Yeah, I think it looks ugly.
I just want him to say it looks bad.
If he said that with Sal and Matt during his sit down with them.
Oh, my God.
Through the roof.
The man
through
would
the
be roof. A king to me at that point. Through you the are, roof. Ready? If he says it, I forgive him immediately for 13 seconds.
All right, well, now that's a bit
nope,
aggressive.
Nope, that's me saying it aggressively. That is because, Zach, what is there one thing about me? I like to be genuine as much as possible. I want one team to stop doing the media speak and just say it. Just say it.
Well, and on the media speak, too, and I know we talked a
talk
lot about this.
Talk to us like we're all buddies at the bar.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, the play looks like garbage.
Well, so on the being honest and kind of saying what you actually mean, we talked with Sal at the owners' meetings when they were down in Florida when this was first being brought up. And the big thing, especially for McDermott, was the health risks. Now, ultimately, there isn't any evidence to point to injury risks, or at least to this point. And I know me and Sal kind of went back and forth on, what are they, is this more the committee's trying to get ahead of it and prevent future injuries? That could absolutely be one of the reasons. I find it to be like fourth or fifth, though. I think a big part of this, a lot like the kickoffs and why they changed it, the play got boring. And it doesn't look that good. And we don't really like that a lot of people on fourth and one
are just doing this.
Fans, though, are going, let's get, they're going to make it. Yeah. Why do I care? I don't have to sit and watch with bated breath on this play because it's fourth and one. They don't. Now, ultimately, it wasn't perfect. The Bills' last taste with this play was it failing them multiple times, whether it be a bad spot or not. It did not look nearly as good as it had throughout the year. And
the difference is also because the Bills play a variant of it.
Yeah.
It is not the same thing that Philadelphia does.
Right. It is not the brotherly shove or
whatever
they call it.
Hits a different gap with intention. He always veers off. He doesn't go straight on through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the failure came in. It's something that you can watch on tape. What can I grab from tape for Philadelphia's variation? The true variation of this. What can I gather on the tape of that? What can I learn? What can I counter with? My answer is Desmond Watson, the UDFA from that signed in Tampa.
It's bigger guys. It's really about it.
I need guys that have no business being in the league just because they're large.
And look, there's probably a sentiment of fans that like the effectively strongman contest on fourth and one. I won't fight you on that if you like it. I don't disagree with people, though. I'm incredibly bored by the play.
It is not aesthetically a good play.
No. This doesn't matter, but for me personally and sort of the aesthetic of it, I don't like when my quarterback or my team are called like 1 yard merchants when it comes to touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Like Allen getting like 10 2 yard and in touchdowns. I don't like that. Now, quarterbacks sneaks have always been a part of the game. It's not going to change. And ultimately, my big point here is I don't think this will change how the Eagles and Bills operate all that much. They will still be two of the most efficient teams when it comes to QB sneaks. They just can't do this aspect of it.
They can't have players forming up behind them to do that.
Yeah.
You know what it does, though? It opens a lot more for deception if this happens. And again, all I need for is someone to say, yeah, I don't like how it looks.
Yep.
It just looks like a boring play. It looks gross. It looks not very pleasing. It's not very entertaining. Because that's the real issue behind all of it, other than Green Bay being sour grapes.
Yeah. We are expected to know during the show, it looks like. Diane Rossini tweeted about 8 minutes ago, the owners are heading into the meeting now. In minutes, we'll know the tush push's fate. So that's at least exciting. It won't be like the flag football stuff yesterday where there was growing support there, but we didn't find out until like 3:30 yesterday.
The only major reason that I'm okay with this now is that I don't have to keep saying tush push.
No, I kind of miss it.
No, I'm not going to miss it for a second. That's the one degree of solace I will take from this.
It gave the league character.
No. Hmm. No, because no one's using that character at this point.
No.
And saying it's a gross play.
I did like Jeremy and Nate's point, too, this morning when they were trying to figure out like who the third team was that benefits from this play a lot. And when you do kind of start running through it, you realize how few teams are actually using this.
It's a sour grapes thing.
It's a sour grapes, and it's just it's a boring play. Let's move. It looks too much like rugby. It's not a quote unquote football play. Let's get back to
just say it.
But I think just say it, because ultimately the NFL's been fairly open about, yeah, there's health risks to the kickoff. We're changing it for that reason. But also, we want people to stay seated. We want people to be excited for the kickoff again.
We don't want it to be a blast for a touchback, and that's
yeah. And so now you're seeing kind of the variations, and they're figuring it out, to the point where you have teams loading up on kick returners because they're anticipating now, with the touchback being moved up, okay, teams are going to be far more willing to get the return guy the ball, not to just touchback, start at the 20, let's go. You know, now it's a little bit different. I'd like to see that too, where, and you know, Jeremy was bringing up this morning, go back to a few years ago with Tom Brady, where they would spread the defense out. All of a sudden, five guys are out there looking like they're going to run a route, but they run a QB sneak. Or they don't. They hand the ball off, what have you. There's more room for deception. There's more room for OCs to get a little creative, have a little more fun.
And furthermore, what can I take off the tape?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing that I could, like, even Buffalo's variation of this, the second most successful team doing this play, there was something you could take away from it for study. The mm-hmm. Eagles, you cannot study it. It is inevitable to a point where Washington's trying to jump the snap count.
That really might have been the nail in the coffin, isn't it?
That sequence is absolutely the nail in the coffin.
Like, I know Green Bay is the team that's been lobbying this the most. But I think for a lot of fans, that was sort of the, okay, we're done with this.
Yeah. And that was me.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I got to that point of, all right, just snap the football, please. Enough. Stop baiting them, because we all know what's going to happen in about 2 seconds anyway. Snap the ball.
Yep.
Stop doing this. It was an embarrassing look for the league. And that's that play in that sequence in that game is why more teams are probably behind it.
Yeah, where they're just like, yeah, this is bad for our sport. And there was a call yesterday for Shope and the Bulldog that I really agreed with, where basically his thesis was, there's never really any rhyme or reason to a lot of these rule changes. It's just for how does it make the game look?
The Bills, we
could technically have, if we wanted to, you could hold guys. Cool. It's a game of strength. Can as a receiver, can you get the corner off you and go down the field? Or can you drag him down first? But we don't do that. It doesn't look good. It's not aesthetically pleasing. It's the same with this play. There doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason to it. There could be with the sour grapes from Green Bay and what have you. But I think for a lot of people, it's just more, yeah, I kind of hate how it looks, and it makes fourth and one, which should be a very tense situation, dramatic situation. It's made it boring. It's made it, for two teams who use it more than anyone else, a foregone conclusion.
As a matter of fact, let's look at the Bills. In the AFC Championship, they have a problem converting that type of play.
Mm-hmm.
And on a fourth and goal, what do? They don't go back to the well.
Correct.
They hand it to James Cook, who...
It's a nearly iconic play in Bills history. They win that game.
To where, as close can get, he gets a touchdown. That's drama. That's entertainment. It's a play that I remember in that game that they lose.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned entertainment there. I think that's maybe the most important thing to remember with any sports league. It's all about entertainment.
Hell, look at the Bills with the rule change with overtime.
It's all about entertainment.
It's not just about entertainment. That one's also a little bit about sour grapes.
That one's sour grapes, but you could say it's to make it more fair, what have you. It's
the narrative. Oh, the Bills offense never got a chance to touch the ball.
Yeah, so for entertainment purposes, we want the two best quarterbacks to have both a chance at this. We don't want to leave Josh Allen or whoever, because remember, the Chiefs started it with the Patriots mm-hmm. when they lost in overtime. So they all come from sour grapes, but the league will do it because when they sit in these owner meetings, they'll go, what's going to be more entertaining? What's going to keep us in the zeitgeist in the offseason longer?
What keeps us king?
Bingo. The NBA is trying to do it. The NBA is trying to do it with their in-season tournaments, and they're doing it now with parity, where you can't really stack rosters. It's a lot of, you can have an A-plus player, you can't have two or three. You know, they're trying to make it more entertaining. The NHL seems to be the only league that's not trying to make it more entertaining. Baseball did this.
The NHL's in the corner eating pace.
Yeah. Baseball did this with, let's speed up the game. What's going to keep people locked on TV? Keep them in the ballpark. We'll speed up the game. You got a pitch clock. Let's go. Does anyone care about it after the first year or so? No, most people have liked it.
Yep.
I mean, so like that's the, everything they do is just what is going to be the most entertain. What is going to lead to the most entertainment for our viewers? And that's why they're doing it. And the tush push is boring, and it's a foregone conclusion. It takes away a lot of the excitement of the game. And really, even with the Bills failing, what's the big takeaway from the tush push for the Bills game? It's the fact that the officials botched the spot.
Yep,
they don't like that. So they're like, all right, we're going to move on from that. You got to run a different play. It might ultimately look nearly the same with a quarterback sneak. But as you mentioned, the Bills had to change it up. And instead you had this wicked play by James Cook that should be in like the annals of Bills lore forever, even in a loss. But in a win, we've been talking about a contract negotiation for him for months now.
Oh, if we win that game
and he scores, what, you want $25 million? Cool.
Yeah.
It's Super Bowl tax, baby. I don't care. He's a hero to me. Yeah. Like, that's where you're at. And that's where the league wants you to be. They don't want you to go, well, Josh Allen, he had 17 rushing touchdowns this year. 11 of them were within 6 inches. They don't want that. That's not entertaining.
They don't want ways to disparage players for their statistical wonders.
Mm-hmm.
Because context sometimes is important. And again, it's about staying king.
Yep.
You mentioned it. 4th-and-1 against the Philadelphia Eagles is a foregone conclusion. You know they're making the play. Say we're watching a game in Week 17 and the play is not banned and the Bills have forced a 4th-and-short. You're automatically assuming that they're going to extend the drive.
Yeah.
Automatically.
It becomes, I'm going to go get a snack. We're still driving.
We're going
to... I'm going to get up real quick because I know what this play
snack.
Will be.
I'm going to go get a snack because I know that the Bills will still be on defense when I go sit back down.
Mm-hmm.
It is, the league does not love foregone conclusions. The league loves having its entertainment dollar maximized. How do you stay king? You make moves that for some may seem unpopular.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may die, but that is a sacrifice I am willing to make. Always up for my dog, Lore Farquaad.
Such a good movie. 803-0550, the number two call. We'll be talking a lot about the tush push, especially with that ruling expected to come down in the next few minutes, according to Diane Rossini, as the owners are meeting now. Your thoughts on the tush push? Do you think it'll even matter for the Bills when this, it feels like, is inevitably banned? I think me and Derek are in the same agreement.
Let's have fun.
Yeah, I don't think we think it's going to hurt the Bills at all. If anything, it might make the games more exciting. Might hurt them in some games, but also might make them more exciting. I do, though, want to talk about the rule change that was withdrawn.
Actually, now, we'll talk more about that one. I do want to have my finishing thoughts based on the question. Mm-hmm. Like you asked it to everyone. Does it matter for the Bills ultimately? No. Not a minute. The Bills have, until the Bills end up with like Rick Dennison as their coordinator again for some reason, the Bills have creativity and they have options. They have options because they have the quarterback. You can do so much on a 4th-and-short. Look at how the Patriots used to do the quarterback sneak. And it was a pure quarterback sneak. It wasn't players shoveling in behind him to propel him. Because that was a rule at some point. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened when they took the rule away, but it was between then and now.
Sal talks about it all the time. Like, that was a rule. Everyone knew you couldn't push guys.
When did that stop? Yeah, when did that stop getting enforced? Nobody told me.
Mm-hmm.
So
it definitely happened, but we just weren't paying attention to the league meetings like we are now.
It's because the Bills are good now.
I think the NFL is a whole. Like everyone's like, league meetings, who cares? Yeah. Now it's like, oh, well, you know, we got to point out all the coaches that didn't go this year for the photo.
Yeah, it's just, you know what you can do? You can do this. I think that it does not matter at all to the Bills. They have, there will end up being some plays that we end up cursing out coordinators because of it. But that happens with every team.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just make more of those plays happen? Where, do you play it safe? Do you play it a little more creative? Do you try to spread a defense out and then go with the quarterback sneak? The Bills can do that because they have a linebacker at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But what do the Eagles do? Probably the same thing, too. They just don't have players lining up behind to push Jalen Hurts. Because they have a great offensive line. They have a quarterback that can squat almost 700 pounds. Disgusting.
Isn't it at 700?
I think it is.
Unreal.
Exactly. And he does something that could be Like, it is a skill that he has based on his strength in his lower body. Guess what? Teams could still try to stack the box against the Eagles. It might not matter anyway.
Yeah. I think both teams will still be the two, if not the two most, they're both going to be top five most efficient teams on fourth and one.
And it'll still be quarterback sneaks back like the way it was always intended to be.
Yeah. It is funny that this play in particular has gotten a lot of people in an uproar because it I think for both teams, it simply will not matter to how successful they are. It really is just, this is ugly. It looks too much like rugby. Let's move on.
Okay.
We, I think, have made more of a thing about it because the Bills are part of it. And it's been kind of weird because the Bills have been successful, but the head coach of the team hates the play. And so it is this kind of curious, like, oh, okay. Okay, interesting. But I think for the most part, you know, if the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl this year, I wonder how much, like, this is really a hoopla that it is.
Considering if the NFC Championship thing still happens.
What if the Rams just beat him in the divisional round, though? Rams are close. The Rams beat him in the divisional round. I think this play gets banned and no one cares because it's ugly. But now that they've won, it's this more, well, there's health risks. Ready? And the Eagles don't want it gone. Jason Kelsey's in Minneapolis to try to, like, you know.
And I'll tell you the other side of it. If the Eagles lost against the Rams in the divisional round, we're not even having this conversation. Because the Green Bay Packers don't lose to them in the playoffs and get sour grapes about it.
Yeah, but it could have been another team. I mean,
nope.
It could have been another team.
No.
The Bills could have pushed for it. The Bills have been pushing for it.
But the Bills have been pushing for it because someone else said it. It's a team needed to be bold enough to actually sit up there and say something about it and embarrass themselves for it.
Mm.
To a point where, if they lost in the divisional round, the Rams could have looked at everyone and said, we beat them. So what?
Yeah.
And
we beat them in the snow.
Yeah. I don't.
It's because
the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, it's because of that NFC Championship sequence against Washington that there is more support for removing the play. The Philadelphia Eagles made the Super Bowl. The tush push was beginning to be a thing, and Philadelphia was mortal. It's because they won. It's sour grapes. I want a team to admit it. I want Green Bay to admit it. And I hate them for not admitting it. I think Green Bay
had to take the mark. And there's been rumblings, I think, there, too, that because they don't have an owner, per se, they don't have a face to this, they've been, like, kind of the easy team they can do it because it's the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, they needed so you're saying the teams wanted a patsy?
Yeah. And so on that, I think, for me, fans were done with the play, the Washington sequence. I think teams have been kind of done with it all year, and we're just sort of waiting for the year to end to do this. Green Bay was just the easy, we'll push them out front and do this. But, like, that's my thing, is the Bills could have just kept quiet about it. The Bills are good at the play. I think the Bills were fine to come out against it this year anyways because they are good at it and don't like it.
I don't think that it would have gotten as much support. If that sequence in the NFC Championship game doesn't happen, if the Eagles are eliminated in the second round of the playoffs, how much support do you really have?
I mean, it was tabled. I mean, so they didn't even have, like, initial support either.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I think a lot of this comes down to it's boring, and they want to move on from plays that take intensity out of the game.
And that's why I just want one team to say it, because otherwise I kind of hate the Green Bay Packers for being cowards about it. Because otherwise it looks to me like it's sour grapes.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Again, a little bit more on the tush push. We're still waiting to see if it does officially get banned. Do want to talk about the playoff proposal by the Lions that was withdrawn. I think that is going to come back into conversation throughout the year, as that will, I think, is going to be something to be discussed much more. And I don't love a lot of what they're proposing, but I do like a lot of it. But before we hit our first time out, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bike on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.